Jim.
Hey, Mark.
Welcome back to Basement Conversations, our new Islamic-approved and politically correct podcast and or show. How you doing? I don't want to get shot.
You know what? I'm going to risk it. Let's screw that politically correct crap.
What the hell? What's a bullet in the head between friends?
Right, yeah. Did you hear that, you know, ISIS has, they've put out the statement that Geller is...
Oh, yeah.
She's on the
She's got list. A death warrant.
Yeah. And that right there should be the story that because someone thinks the way they think and has the freedom to say what they think, there's a whole group of people out there in the world that want to kill over thought, and that just if there's nothing else that we don't feel pissed off about in unity, that should be it. And yet there's people that are willing to lay down for that.
People on our side.
People of all stripes are fleeing from this. You know,
I got a whole diatribe on this.
Thomas Paine stood up in that church, and he did this great speech, and most of it has long since eluded my brain. But the climax was, give me liberty or give me death.
No, we don't want liberty anymore. We want safety.
I'm going to say, give me liberty. I'm going to go down with the ship. Give me liberty or give me death.
I'm with you. Before we get crazy.
Yeah.
How was your week?
It was busy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah, I had to learn a new song.
I saw that. We have a special treat for everybody that might be listening today. For those of you that are listening or maybe are looking on the podcast on the tube of you.
On the interwebs.
Yeah. You got to go to YouTube if you want to chat with us.
Do we have any chatters?
I don't think so. of course not. Get out of here. What are you, crazy? Nobody wants to see us. So let me get to the actual page here where it's at. But
Bring up that chat room.
We'll bring it up. The chatting is happening. All right, there it is. So, and look at that. We have nobody in the chat room. Hello, we are live.
So have we figured out our
You know what the problem is?
Bandwidth problem?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, we did. I do have a problem here. When this thing is up, if I type in the chat room, it starts hitting my hotkeys on my control board. So in a second, you're going to see this thing go to all kinds of different places. But I went to the doctor this week. And they said, because I've been having a hard time.
Stop drinking.
I think they said to start. I've been having a hard time lately, for whatever reason. I haven't been acting as well as I should. Haven't been as on top of things as I should be. And I thought it was stress. I don't want to go into what's been going on at work, you know.
Yeah.
But money problems, various different things. You're leaving, for Christ's sake.
How's the team doing, by the way? have they all imploded and committed?
That was a mass suicide. lots of bodies hitting the floor. So, I usually can handle this kind of stuff.
Yeah, you right.
Know? I mean, I've been kind of a dick at home, and I'll admit it. But I said, Doc, I just don't know what's going on. I mean, I'm just like, I don't care anymore. I'm just, right. You know, it's bad.
Yeah.
It's like, I said, I don't know if I'm depressed or you know, what's happening.
Right.
So she says, well, let's do some blood work. Let's check your thyroid. So she calls me up. She says, yeah, your thyroid's, we need to get you on different medication.
Oh.
I said, well, what's the problem? She said, well, normally it's between 0.1 and 4. That's normal. You get above 4, things start getting a little iffy.
Yeah.
You're going to have weird problems. I said, well, what's mine? She said, 22. Oh,
good heavens.
I went, is that bad? She's like, yeah.
Yeah. Whoa.
Well, it wasn't like, well, you know, it's bad, but don't worry too much about it. Or, you know, that's a high, but we can, you know, don't worry. It was like, yeah.
Yeah. Let's get on that.
Okay. So I'm on new pills, and you know, it takes a few days, and I think it's helping. I'm still having my issues, but I'm hoping that it kind of, you know, because even for this, I was like, you know, and that's not like me. That's
right,
bad.
Right.
I cared enough to care that I didn't care.
Yeah.
You know what right. I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
So I'll keep
trail.
It. Yeah. So I'll keep everybody in up to date. But I want to say that, you know, I was pleased that I didn't have to get on some kind of depression medicine.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or start drinking
right.
heavily.
Right.
I can drink because I want to, not right. because, you know, it's the only thing that keeps me from crying in a pillow every night. But, yeah, I found it interesting because, like, your thyroid is the regulation center of your entire body. And if it's messed up, it messes your brain.
Yeah,
and you feel tired. You feel all kinds of things, but right. it really gets into your. It really screws with your emotions, and I had no idea that it could be that much of a trigger.
Yeah,
trigger. Jazz hands. So important safety tip, Egon. If you and for anybody listening out there, if you feel like you right. know you don't want to get on meds, you don't want to do this kind of thing, it might not be your brain, it might be your thyroid.
Yeah,
and right. it's worth getting yourself checked out because. You know, I'm already feeling a bit of a difference. I think I got
good.
some
good
some stuff to go through, but
yeah.
Yeah. So that was my week. I did not die.
Well, stay healthy, dude.
Yeah, no kidding.
Stay healthy.
I'm doing this as a public service. You know, stay healthy.
Go to the
doctor. Yourself checked out. Yeah, go to the doctor. Last week, some housekeeping. One,
yeah.
I'm going to try to register a name. I haven't done that yet, but I've kind of changed the site. We're Basement Conversations.
Yep.
I'm still conservative Yoda, and I think that's the way the channel is set up. But I'll play with that.
Okay.
I did play with the, and I'm looking at it now, and it looks like it's much better than it was before.
Yeah, it was. Last week's stream was very choppy.
Yes, it was terrible. And you know what I need to do? I need to tweet out that we're on, that we're live. So, shit. Now when I do this, it's going to mess up everything. How do you get to stop doing hotkeys? Okay, you guys are just going to have to deal with a whole bunch of weird camera angles going back and forth, but that's just the way it is. Actually, I should just do it this way. There's two watching, so welcome, whoever is watching. Hello, we are live. But let me share it out, tweet it out. All right, so we are tweeting out, we're good. Yeah, so anything new for you? The Royals are doing well. I'm happy about that.
T. Thursby says the video quality is much better this week.
I did do a lot of playing around with the video quality.
Welcome back, T. Glad to have you back.
I'm glad it looks better than it has been. There's Thursby. So hopefully this will come through a lot better, and I'm hoping that what gets saved is not this choppy, messed
right.
up,
yeah.
crap.
Yeah.
So there's that. Another bad story. This broke my heart. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I saw this, and I think we probably saw it about the same time because I texted you, and you know, we were both kind of.
So Grace Lee,
part of our childhood has died.
Yeah. First Spock, and now Janice Rand, who. Has the distinction of the first woman to be attempted to be raped on Star Trek. So, good on you, Grace. Rape jokes. I love them.
Jazz hands.
So, If you remember the one where Kirk got split into two?
Yes.
So we had twice the ham.
We had the good and the evil.
We had the good and the evil, but both of them were ham.
Yes.
And the evil one, or maybe the good one, I don't know. But he went in and he basically tried to rape the shit out of Janice Rand. And
I vaguely remember that from my childhood. Yes.
Good kids show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good show for the whole family. Kirk gets drunk and tries to rape Janice Rand tonight on Star Trek. This is 1966, you know.
That's good stuff.
Good stuff. Family hour. Tomorrow on Lassie, Lassie balls Timmy.
the rabies episode.
Lassie gets shot in the head. Oh, we might be bad people.
Yes.
So I wanted to bring that up. We're sad because we're big Star Trek fans.
Yeah.
See Rand. She'd been on several of the movies.
Yeah.
And she had a pretty good part in when they had the 30th anniversary on Voyager. They went back and kind of were inside Tuvok's mind to do the. This is where everybody just their heads hit the desk. they took a telepathic trip inside Tuvok's mind. He was on the Excelsior in Star Trek VI.
Okay.
And so then they got Sulu, George Takei, and Rand to guest star during the movie.
Yeah.
They're just replaying the events in his head.
Right.
But they had to refilm and film all these new scenes.
Right.
That was kind of cool.
Yeah.
It was good to see her getting work.
Yeah.
But she had a lot of drug problems and stuff.
That's right. After reading that story, I realized that...
I mean, if you get raped by Shatner, I'd be doing drugs after that, too.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I'd be snorting a lot of coke.
But she, she recovered and then became an advocate to help other people, which is, good for her.
Yeah.
She had a successful career, had some ups and downs, but had a life of purpose. So.
She did, and she seemed like a nice lady. And,
yeah.
So good on her. We'll miss you.
Yep.
Get up there with Spock and McCoy and Scotty.
And party.
Yeah. And we'll see. They're going to be dropping like flies.
Yeah.
Over the next 5-10 years.
Yeah, I'm actually going to think I'm going to shed tears when Shatner goes.
How can you? I mean, whatever you think about him, he was fun.
Yeah.
And I mean, did I ever tell you the story when I went to one Star Trek convention in my life?
I think we've talked about this.
Did we talk about this?
Maybe. I don't know that we did it on our carpool conversations, but so maybe we did.
I never go to the conventions because, especially here in Kansas City, because they're basically just places where people sell like bootleg videos and shit like that and crappy props. And the guests that they have are usually, this guy was in episode 46.
This is Ensign Smith.
Yeah. He was turned into a cube and crushed. He had three lines. One of them was, Captain, I see something.
Three lines in all of Star Trek history.
Yeah. He'll be answering your questions for the next 7 hours. This is pretty much his sole source of income. No, this year they had, that year it was 1996 or 97. I think it was 97. And they had Shatner himself come out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And, the dude could have been out there just like, just give me my check. What do you want to know?
Yeah.
Tell you a couple of stupid stories. Get the hell out of there. I mean, he's got to have done this 8 million times before. And I'm sure that may be the case. But when he came out there, it was like the very first time he had ever done a convention.
I saw, because we talked about this, I saw that, I went with a friend. They have those special event type things at AMC. Mm. And I saw his one-man show, which he kind of just talks about his life. It's like a one-man show biography of his life.
Sure.
And his experiences, which was fantastic. And you could tell the guy just loves being on stage.
Oh, yeah. He had everybody eating out of his hands.
And he's just very gifted at telling stories. And, the guy was actually, he's Canadian, but he actually was...
Sentai.
Yep. Let's not put that on the table and have it vibrate some more.
I kind of enjoyed it.
he did Shakespeare. I mean, you know, he did theater stuff. Shattered Shakes. I can't imagine.
To be or not to be, Mr. Spock. That is the question that is hampering the Enterprise today. Let me tell you.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
It would be fantastic.
Once more, into the breach.
Yes. To be or not to be, Mr. Spock. Big things in the news this week. Do you have anything else?
No.
Okay. Which should we do? Pastor Manning.
Let's do. I found this, and I don't know what to make of it. But I here's why I think this is interesting, and we'll get into. We'll hear what he has to say in a minute. But here's a guy that, by every outward appearance, you would think he would have a very set opinion, just based. You know, if you just judged a book by its cover.
Sure.
And here's a guy who, regardless of where he comes from, his skin color, his attitude is, you people are nuts. Of course, he says it in a very...
He would know.
he's
takes one to tell one there, Pastor.
Yeah, well... Yeah. He gets a little nutty, because I was like, well, this is... Boy, he's really getting fired up. And then he started going down the path of
he goes way down the rabbit hole.
He goes, yes, he does. And then he goes way off the reservation. And then you realize, okay, this guy's just nuts. But fun. It's a fun ride. Yes.
Let's
watch this train wreck, because it's because at some points I'm like, oh, well, this guy's an interesting guy. And then it gets a little crazy from there.
All right, so this is Pastor Manning, and I will flip him over here in just a moment. Let's see. Okay, can you hear? I can't hear. Let me get him up.
We're red-blooded, God-fearing, Jesus-loving Americans are going to stand up and say, we're not going to take it no more. We're just not going to take it. And... there's going to be riots in the streets.
There have already been riots in the streets.
Worse than the riots in South Central Los Angeles after they acquitted the cops that beat up Rodney King.
Oh, that's a high bar to set.
You think that, yeah. Haven't seen anything. And I'm not advocating killing and murder and stealing and robbing. That's not what I'm advocating. I'm just telling you what people are going to do. People are sick of this. People are tired of the long-legged Mac Daddy. You know,
he's saying long-legged
kicking
them
in
Mac
the face
Daddy.
Every time he gets up lying to them.
That would be our president.
He's talking about our president.
Like the MSNBC News, ABC News, and all these media types, and everybody who's looking to be popular and get invited to the White House, sucking up to him all the time.
You know, I'm really behind on my sucking up quota. Aren't you? We need to do more of that.
By MSNBC and they've got it all taken care of.
That's true.
Yeah.
They're probably making up the difference.
They are
making sickening.
Okay.
I mean, it's downright sickening to watch this. You know,
amen.
You get these white folk all riled up here. I'm going to tell you something.
Yep. You getting
they're
going
to come in, the white folk get riled up, you know, members of the NRA going to come into the black neighborhoods. I'm telling you.
So if I'm to understand... The NRA is going to start mowing down people in the black neighborhoods. Is that what we're going to do?
Did
you get a memo?
No.
I'm missing. No. I got to get on the email list because I want to. You know, I haven't had a good rile. When's the last time you got riled? I've gotten upset.
I don't get riled up. Well,
I've gotten angry. I've gotten spun up.
Yes.
But a riling?
Yes.
There's a certain country western aspect to that,
yes.
Isn't there?
I.
You need a cowboy hat to get riled. I'm just saying. Oh, he's got his Ryland hat.
All right, I'm getting riled up.
He's got his Ryland hat.
You know, the people are just tired of this. White people are being pushed around, kicked to the curb, having their rights denied, being called a racist, being walked on, watching their tax dollars go to fund all kind of drug sales, prostitution, illegal immigration.
Now, I got to say, this is where I started getting with him.
Yeah.
This is where I was like, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and thank you. Yeah, I'm getting tired of my tax dollars going to welfare. They're spending on drugs and liquor and prostitution.
He sounds like he's validating some common sense.
Yes, yes. I'm like, okay, all right. It's nice to hear somebody, you know, talk. That's great.
I mean, y'all going to push these white folk till they can't take it no more. I'm telling you. You fool around here with Obama?
They might do a podcast, man. Crazy white folk do podcasts. That's what they do.
You push them too far.
You push them any farther, they'll do vidcasts. It's going to get crazy.
You going to let this long-legged Mac Daddy push these white folk? They're going to come up out of Tennessee and come up out of Oklahoma.
How many long-legged
come up
Mac
out of
Daddy
Mississippi, are? Alabama, apparently Georgia, come up out of Oregon and come out of Idaho.
I want to see the crazy white folk come out of Oregon.
They're too stoned.
The Portland, Oregon crazy white folk.
They're too stoned.
California, I'm telling y'all,
you're pushing the white folks, and you're California. Pushing
them. Your long-legged Mac Daddy's pushing them and pushing them and pushing them, and they're gonna get. Listen, you're gonna push people to the point where they're not gonna take it no more. These white folk are not gonna take it. You're taking their tax money. You're closing down their jobs. You're shutting down their banks. You're telling them what they can and cannot do. You're giving billions of dollars to Acorn. You're taking
billions to Acorn. And they shut down my bank? How'd that happen?
I'm getting riled.
Taking their tax money and giving it to people to buy drugs. You're killing babies and you won't stop. You're telling lies.
Well, now, wait a minute. Killing babies. Black babies. What's the big deal? What's the big deal there? I believe we're on board with that one, aren't we?
You're demoralizing our nation. You're destroying everything that has made this nation great. White folk getting ready to rise up. They don't want to take it no more, and I'm joining them.
Yeah, we already did rise up. It was called the Tea Party. Got destroyed. Just saying. We're with you, Reverend, but we got smacked down pretty hard on that one.
Doggone it. It's just an insult. It's one thing to have a president that you're okay, all right, he's Republican, you're a Democrat, he's a Republican, you disagree on policy. But this man is destroying what God loves. He's destroying the fabric and the fiber of the nation. And he is a prolific liar and killer and murderer.
Obama's going to come in here.
Spiritually.
Yes.
Tear it up.
Politically.
He's going to tear it up spiritually.
I'm telling you, you're going to see an uprising in this nation. And it won't be long now. I mean, you just can't keep pushing folk the way Obama's pushing white folk and the way black folk are pushing white folk. You can't keep doing that. I'm telling y'all, you better find a way to either get rid of Obama or these folk are going to rise up.
God damn it, I'm rising up. I'm up. What do I do now?
I don't know, but...
I'm riled and I'm rised.
All people can see from the camera angle is probably something they don't want to watch.
I'm sitting back down. Reverend, tell me where to go.
At the sound of a bird, they're going to rise up.
What when bird? The sound Blue of Jay? The Arnold? Is low, Robin?
They're going to rise up.
I just want to make sure I get the right bird.
Yeah, get the right bird signal.
To their long right. home. Wherever the silver cord be loosened. Or the golden bowl be broken. Or the pitcher be broken at the fountain. I'm telling you, these people, white folk, they...
Wait, whoa, 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 whoa. The pitcher be broken at the fountain.
You okay. lost me.
I think the train is starting to leave the track here.
I think it is.
They have had it. They've had it. And they can't take it no more. And who can blame them?
I can't take this no more.
Who can blame them? To build this nation and then have it given away. Just given away. Just thrown away. Just given away by a long-legged half-breed usurper.
Whoa, easy.
Back the truck.
Whoa, off. This escalated quick.
This really got out of hand.
It's long-legged half-breed. Holy shit. That's getting a bit personal, don't you think?
I think he's getting a little racist.
Okay, now we've definitely left. Now we're fugitive train. Yeah. Harrison Ford has just leapt off the bus.
We're... We're rocketing through the air.
Who isn't even a citizen, and everybody in the Congress knows that he's not a citizen. Dick Cheney knows he's not a citizen.
Well, Dick Cheney knows.
Yet nobody will stand up. I'm telling you, white folk are ready to riot. And they should be.
Are you ready to riot?
You know,
I'm feeling a little riot.
I missed the meeting.
I got a bottle here. All I need is some gasoline and a rag. I think we're good.
I'm telling y'all.
I'll need
now
to empty another bottle.
Talk to the long-legged Mac Daddy. Tell him to resign. Tell him.
So, and then all these y'all got to riot. What do you want? We want to give this strongly worded letter to tell him to resign.
Stand on a platform.
Oh, and then bring the
Supreme Court.
We're going to rise up.
We're going to rise up.
To God. Fearing, God-loving, patriotic Americans ought to have an individual apology from every one of these persons I just named that have allowed this long-legged Mac Daddy, this two-tongued liar, this quasi-Muslim, socialist, communist, Marxist freak called Barack Hussein Obama. Allow him to get to where he's at.
Wow.
Then we
that's a lot of adjectives.
He's spun up.
I'll pray the Muslims on Ramadan. We need to go into 40 days of prayer, but we need to get that long-legged Mac Daddy, that half-breed, that Muslim.
Half-breed.
He's about ready to throw the N-word out, I think. In hell. We need to get him out of the White House. I'm telling you. Go ahead. Keep on sucking up to him like they did out there in Notre Dame. Keep on sucking up. Keep on. Watch it.
Just keep on.
There's going to be a peace embargo by white folk.
A peace embargo. That's called war.
They're not going to take this foolishness any longer.
I'm thoroughly enjoying this.
You go ahead. with your bad self. Go ahead. Your long-legged Mac Daddy worshiping self. Go ahead.
Long-legged Mac Daddy.
You freak, you homosexual, you man-lover.
He's got the trifecta. He's got the racism. He's got the homosexuality.
We shall see. 4,000 babies were killed yesterday while the long-legged Mac Daddy was speaking at Notre Dame. And everybody's talking about we need a dialogue
America. A 4,000? I try to kill like 1,000 babies a day. I don't know about you.
White folk ain't going to take it no more. And thank God. Y'all think of something black folk rioted. Y'all thought that was something then.
Now, you know, I got to agree with him because when white folk decide to do shit, we get it done. We do it right. You know, we decide we're going to go to the moon, fucking we're on the moon.
Yeah.
We decide to riot, there's nothing left.
You know.
We built the nuke bombs, baby.
Yeah.
That's how you riot, right there. Quick, clean, gone.
Yeah. Yeah. When.
We got the games on. We don't have a lot of time.
I know. When the king said, you know, I want your money, we said, F you. And we're going to throw your tea overboard.
That's right.
And that's, you know.
And then we began shooting people.
And we start shooting people.
And we got it done, baby.
And we got it done.
That's right. Yep. We birthed this nation. Still waiting for you guys to birth the nation. Come on, let's get on it.
You know, got the Black Panthers and all those militant groups. They're white groups forming right now. They're not going to take it no more. And I don't blame them. I'm praying for their success.
You want to form a white group?
I hope they let me join them.
No.
Okay.
I do.
Seems like a lot of people.
No, I do.
Yeah, it does.
This mess going on in our nation don't make no sense whatsoever. Everybody knows that the man's a usurper. Everybody knows the man's an illegal alien. Everybody knows it. Everybody. Dick Cheney knows it.
What is it with Dick Cheney? He's always with the Dick Cheney. George W. apparently has no idea what the hell's going on. Dick Cheney, though.
Poor
Dick.
Poor Dick.
Dick Cheney, though. Any other white folk know it, I guess? Just Cheney. I guess he's our leader.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Barbara Bush knows. Laura knows it, too.
Oh, Barbara and Laura. But the Georges apparently do not.
The man is not a citizen of America.
Oh, here we go. So he's a birther.
Larry St. Clair when we need him.
Yeah.
Who is Larry St. Clair?
Almost.
Well, I did a little research on that. Yeah. Apparently, Larry Sinclair is Obama's homosexual lover. Who got murdered just so people would not know, that would not find out that Obama had a homosexual lover.
This just keeps getting
so
better.
That's what this is all about when you say Larry Sinclair. Did you know anything about this?
No, I've never heard anything about this.
I've never heard of
this
either.
This is awesome stuff.
You know, you've looked at Michelle.
Yeah.
It's starting to kind of make sense, actually.
Pretty masculine.
Yeah, just saying.
Sexual. Fell in love with Larry Sinclair. They had a steamy love affair.
Obama
and Larry Sinclair had a steaming love affair.
Oh, this is where we get to the musical portion.
Obama and Larry Sinclair had a steamy love affair. Larry looked into the eyes of Obama, the Mac Daddy, and they put a spell on Obama, the Mac Daddy. Obama said to Larry, "Oh, you're just my style and my kind. Oh, you look like..."
It's like Al Jarraro just appeared and took over this fat preacher.
Yes. Half whatever look to look like. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Obama and Larry Sinclair had a steamy love affair in the back of a limo. And then
in the back of a limo. What a magical night that must have been.
Holiday Inn, they had a steaming love affair.
This just goes off the rails.
All right, my friends. All right. Okay. We're going to continue talking about the advent of the revolution.
No, we're not.
To this nation.
We're done, buddy. You're done. You're out of here.
Yeah.
Obama and Larry Sinclair had a steaming love affair. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. We just goes off the rails.
That's the most bizarre rant I've ever heard in my life. And I've made some bizarre rants. Sure. I know a bizarre rant.
Yeah. We've invented the bizarre rant. I never thought to go to the "our president is keeping it on the down low" track before. I was teetering when he started going down the "he's a birther" kind of. You got a little crazy going on there, and then all of a sudden it just goes right angle.
Off the rails. This half breed. Whoa!
Man, lover.
This is some fun stuff, I gotta say. As you know, we had a guy that was a couple of guys that went on to the Pam Geller conference in where was it? It was in Texas, right?
It was somewhere in Texas. Austin?
That's a good question.
I don't remember. No, I don't remember.
I know. I had it here before. Pam Geller had was targeted by two soldiers who they say went out of her way to offend Muslims. This was the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland, Texas.
Garland,
Texas. And she had paid for extra...
Security.
Yeah. And they took him down, and the police took him down, and that was it. And what's hilarious is seeing some of the press saying, "Well, this resulted in two deaths." Yeah, the two guys that attacked.
Yeah.
So
let's start blaming the folks that actually caused the problem.
Well,
that caused the violence.
We got free speech in this country, and we started talking about this before. I said I got a whole diatribe. Yeah. I don't really have anything particular prepared, so this might go into crazy territory. This might go into preacher territory here.
Yeah, sure.
But there are several people on our side, several conservatives who are on our side, and I'm going to bring it up here. But Bill O'Reilly. He said, "You should have done it a different way." Two guys are dead. This is what happens when you light the fuse, it gets violent. Megyn Kelly, to her credit, is basically saying, bullshit, you know, these guys are shooting people.
Yeah.
Bill O'Donohue, you know, he doesn't like people racking on his religion, so right. he doesn't like, he, you know, he says...
Don't...
Yeah. Right. Donald Trump, he complained.
Yeah.
You know, nobody would fight harder for free speech, but why taunt over and over again in order to provoke possible death to audience? Dumb. Martha McCallum, press Geller to answer conservative critics on Tuesday. McCallum, who had been nodding along with Geller during earlier portions of the interview, wouldn't have it. No. Where are you getting Rosa Parks comparisons? She brought up Donahue and the Pope saying, if you want to make a difference, you do it in a Christian way. You don't do it in a crass way by insulting someone's religion. Greta Van Susteren. Laura Ingraham. That's the most disappointing one to me.
Let's make a clear distinction here. Let's separate free speech from decent speech. There's a difference.
Well,
and they want to say that we should be limited to decent speech.
Yeah. Approved speech.
That's
the country
can,
I live in.
Yeah, you can slice that pie a couple different ways. And whether we're talking about being politically correct or being saying, hey, let's define it as decent speech or let's define it as approved, whatever.
Right.
And you know, the problem is, you can't have it both ways. You're either free to say what you think or you're not.
Absolutely. So,
here's our attempt to get shot by ISIS.
Yes. So, I have made a little drawing here. My art is terrible. But what I have here is I have Jesus and he's raping Muhammad. Okay? And that's blood coming out of Muhammad's narrow, girly, hairy little ass. Because, you know, Jesus has got the cock of God.
I knew you were going down that road.
And you know...
So we...
Hey, look, 72 virgins, Jesus is the first one. Because you know Jesus is a virgin. So this is maybe not what Muhammad was thinking that he was going to get.
Right.
But this is what's happening here.
By the way, I in no way endorse this. Quite frankly,
neither do I.
But the point that we're trying to make is...
Yeah. Now, I'm offending two religions here.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
And you and I talked about this beforehand, so I am...
I'm not springing this on you.
No.
You are in full support.
I am in full support of people
except
being,
for maybe my artistic...
Oh, well. Yeah. But
it's terrible.
But the point is, as much as this picture or pictures like this...
I wanted to shove his face in bacon, but I couldn't get that done.
This will be offensive, and on some level, it's meant to be offensive.
Right, but what
and at the same time, the medium at which this goes out to people that are looking at it is what the freedom of speech is all about.
Freedom of speech designed to protect the offensive, the controversial. The things that the powerful
outside of
don't want to be heard, don't want to hear. Because it's the only way that you enact change in this country. It's the only way you identify the people that are wrong in this country. It's the only way you solve problems in this country.
Right.
When people were speaking out against slavery in the South, they got hurt.
Yeah.
And you know what? When George Tiller, a guy who I despise, got murdered by a Christian, first of all, everybody on both sides condemned the murder. Second of all, I didn't hear anybody saying, because George Tiller was murdering way more babies than what was in the bounds of the law, right?
Yeah.
Did anybody say, well, Tiller was asking for it?
No.
Tiller should have known better. Nobody said that kind of stuff. Somebody expresses themselves. I think about Lenny Bruce. I think about George Carlin, who was doing the seven dirty words. The reverends were coming after him.
Yeah.
And it was like, no, this is about free speech. This is about what I can say that makes people uncomfortable.
Right. And I just saw the HBO did their documentary on Kurt Cobain.
Yeah.
Nirvana, one of my favorite bands of all time. I mean, I was early 20s when they came out. in the early 90s. And that was just great music. I loved it. I was so tired of the hairband stuff. And you know, here are some kids that were, sure, there were a lot of apathetic kids in this whole grunge movement that tended to go towards this type of music. And so there was this label that these guys were creating their art, they were creating their music based off of this whole generation of folks that were disenfranchised, these kids that were apathetic, they didn't care, blah, 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 and that got a lot of attention from the right. There were a lot of Christian conservatives, the preachers and the ministers that were saying, and the far right saying, you know, this is a bunch of garbage, this is crap. Fine, that completely fine. You know, they're out there making their music, and the right is criticizing it, and that's what this is all about.
You want to criticize the music, that's fine.
Yeah.
But what these people are criticizing was their right to actually make something offensive, whether they liked it or not. Was their right? They were criticizing the speech aspect of
it.
Right. This is where I lose it.
Yeah.
This is absolutely where I lose it. Because first of all, think about the Comedy Central when they wouldn't show Muhammad.
Yeah.
On the South Park episode, same deal.
Yeah.
And as soon and all you people who make your living on free speech.
Right.
And you're sitting there going, but we're not going to do this, because that's when you actually have the fear of danger. I'm putting myself on the line.
Yeah.
I'm sure nobody's watching this and nobody's really going to see this. But you know what? It's possible you and I could get into some trouble for this. We could get a pot shots at us, which if we survive, it'll be the best thing that ever happens to this show.
Yeah, right.
So bring it on.
Well, but, yeah. And hopefully there's a flood of people out there that are willing to stand up and say, look,
make your offensive drawing.
Yes.
But you're not making it. I am not making the offensive drawing in the name of offending Muslims or offending Christianity. I'm making it in terms of practicing free speech and defending free speech. And tell somebody that they can't do it.
Right.
When you go down that, it's offensive on so many levels. You can't do that for the Muslims because they'll shoot you.
Right.
So Muslims are not expected to hold the same level of decency standards as everyone else. How racist is that?
Yeah. Exactly.
You sit there and you feminists talk about slut shaming. Don't you tell a girl what she can wear. Hey, you know, I'll say it's a dumb idea to wear, you know, really skimpy clothing and to go out to a frat party and get drunk where there's a bunch of drunk guys. You're asking for trouble. But you know what? The rape laws are not set up to say, except for this.
Right.
Guy rapes you at that party, he going to jail.
Yeah.
That's what the law of this country is. We do not condemn the woman for wearing bad clothes. But we condemn the man for taking action.
Right.
And that's fine. And I'm on board with that.
I am too.
But these lefties are the same ones that are saying, but you shouldn't rile up the Muslims like that.
Right.
Don't slut shame us, but you shouldn't rile up the Muslims like that.
Yeah, right.
Bullshit.
Free speech is free speech.
Period.
Period. Absolutely.
So
if you've got ideas and you've got opinions, you absolutely positively have to be free to say this is what I think and this is what I feel.
This is so important. I can't even begin it, without free it's speech.
Probably the biggest topic we've ever spoke about. In our conversations.
And every one of you Twitter mobs, every one of you fucks who sit there and try to ruin somebody because they got a bad opinion, because they express an opinion that you don't like, you are the Islamist, you are just as bad.
Right. You know what? Disagree with you.
Disagree, fine.
If someone says something, disagree with the same amount of speech.
You go to their houses.
But when you cross the line and you try to silence and you try to intimidate and you try to physically
get them fired from their jobs and everything else.
Yeah,
that's some joke.
Right. That's where the social justice warriors are. They are the fascists.
They are Islamists.
Yes.
They're the same thing as Islamists. Yes. Islamists are just willing to actually put a bullet in your head.
Right.
But I mean, you ruin somebody's life. What's the difference?
Yeah.
In some ways.
Yeah.
And you know, I think about all the guys we grew up with, the comedians we grew up with, who were saying just amazing things and always getting into trouble.
Yeah.
You looking for your weed?
I was looking for my phone. I don't know what I did with my phone.
I thought you set it down behind you.
Yeah. I found it.
Don't hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, it's up there.
Side pocket.
You might want to wipe it off. I mean, I think about what, you know, guys like Carlin saying, hey, Reverend, didn't you ever hear there were two knobs on the radio? The message was clear. If you don't like it, you don't have to listen to it.
Yeah, right.
And I understand the idea, although I think corporations have gotten more and more cowardly nowadays. Yeah. But I understand the idea if a private corporation is paying you and they don't want that on their airwaves that they pay for, you don't, they don't have to do it.
Right.
But I would like to see more of them standing up and saying, you know, we're not afraid of the lawsuits. And we're not afraid. I mean, guys in France are getting shot and killed
It's
for cartoons.
It's bizarre.
And this is happening on all fronts. And they are in this country. And they're going to go after you because they know they can. Because we've got people like Laura Ingraham and everybody else saying, well, you don't want to rile them up.
Yeah.
That's how you get change in this country. That's how you stop this kind of thing. You got to rile some people up. Nobody said in Selma, well, they were asking for it.
No.
For those beatings. They shouldn't have riled people up like that. When did we become such a nation of cowards, Jim? Even on our side?
Yeah. I don't know. Something's crazy has happened between the late '60s and
it's
now.
Yeah. It's.
I mean, we had really
so sad.
There were if I was a grown up in the late '60s, I'm sure I would not have been a hippie. I mean, because they're hippies.
As you sit here with your little goatee and cowboy hat.
I'm cool.
Okay.
There's a difference between being a hippie being a hippie and being cool.
Can I have another one of those?
Oh, yeah. Grab me one. So,
what do you want?
Just give me a can there. But we had some strong people on a lot of different levels standing up and talking about change and real important things, and now we just have gutless
cowards. Yeah, absolutely, gutless cowards, and it saddens me to no end that it's come to this.
Yeah,
the way it has, and that. I mean, I don't know anything about this Pam Geller. I know nothing about her.
Yeah.
I know this was a closed door.
Yeah.
Thing. This was not her on the. I could almost see the point, not denying the free speech, but I could almost see the point if they said, look, you don't need to be riling people up because she was like, say, on the street running up to Muslims, shoving it in their, you know, look at this.
Yeah.
Look, Jesus raping Muhammad. Yeah. I get that.
Yeah.
Okay. I could say, yeah, you're really asking for it at that point. It was a closed door ceremony, though. Invite. Yeah. She may have said, you come, but you don't have to come, and we're not going to be out there broadcasting it. This is our deal.
Yeah.
Our ability to express ourselves and talk about what's happening.
Closed doors.
World. And these people invaded with guns. Right. It's a different deal to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It's like going to NBC Studios to start popping people.
Yeah. CNN's Chris Cuomo made just a stupid tweet on this whole subject. I mean, he was tweeting out that, well...
I saw that.
Yeah, the whole thing about, you know, it's... the hate speech is not protected under the First Amendment. And people were saying, what the hell are you talking about? That is exactly what it is.
Hate speech is definitely protected under the First Amendment.
Absolutely.
We've put in hate speech laws, which I'm sorry, I disagree with entirely. I mean... first of all, you're giving power to these words that they wouldn't ordinarily have, which is that's bad.
Right. When Fred Phelps has the protection of the law that he has, then absolutely the stuff that Pam Geller and that group, not even approaching, in my opinion, the offensiveness that Fred Phelps does.
Not even close.
Not even close, because. Like you said, this was a privately held event, and Fred Phelps is out there protesting dead GIs and getting in families' faces.
Because of homosexuality, which they have nothing to do with.
But you know...
Get your cord on the mic. Nope.
Yeah, that's probably not too good. But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, so when the level of speech that's protected by Fred Phelps... is what it is, then absolutely this event was should be protected.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just a no-brainer.
So here we got Megyn Kelly. I'm going to play a little bit of her here. Let me...
Oh, good. A commercial.
I'm glad I can help.
Breaking tonight, new fallout as free speech comes under attack in America, not just by jihadis, but also by some in the press. Welcome to the Kelly File, everyone. I'm Megyn Kelly. On Sunday, a group called the American Freedom Defense Initiative held an event in Garland, Texas, asking people to draw cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which is considered blasphemous in Islam. They were trying to make a point about intolerance by some in the Muslim world and about principles on which the USA is supposed to stand firm. Namely, that no matter how abhorrent one might find another's words, in this country, we defend their right to say them.
That's right.
Standing up for that principle is not an endorsement of the controversial speech. It is promoting a value at the very core of who we are. The group holding this contest was not on TV shouting its message. It was holding a private event behind closed doors to make a point about liberty. Sure enough, the jihadis responded and were shot dead by a quick reacting police officer on scene.
Boom.
Incredibly, what has happened in the days since is a rush to condemn the event organizers, with nary a mention of the radical Islamists who sought to murder them over a cartoon. By the way, these two guys now reportedly may have links to ISIS, or at least were inspired by them.
By the way,
over the last 72 hours, we have heard the event organizers condemned for being
too...
No shit.
Or Overland Park, sorry. Overland
right,
Park.
Right here down the street.
Right here down the street.
So, you know, when I put up a picture like this...
By the way, so I saw one of the... one of the guys, I think the guy that kind of put this together and drug his roommate into this.
Right.
It's his dad and stepmother that live over here in Overland Park, and they're going to have the funeral here in Overland Park.
The event organizers.
Jesus Christ.
With nary a...
Let me get this up here. I had trouble with the, it kind of froze up. So these are the two assholes, right?
Yep.
And one of these is an event. So should we go and do a Fred Phelps style? God hates Muslims. Allah hates Muslims.
That would...
That would get us into a bit of trouble.
Yes. Yeah.
Mention of the radical Islamists who sought to murder them over a cartoon. By the way, these two guys now reportedly may have links to ISIS, or at least were inspired by them. Over the last 72 hours, we have heard the event organizers condemned for being too provocative.
Violence isn't the answer.
Too stupid.
I mean, the
even
two guys
inviting
that,
their own attempted
what were they going to approve?
Murder.
Their violence was not the answer to any of this.
Turn into hate speech.
An anti-Islamic group held a contest on who could be the nastiest, draw the nastiest cartoon of Muhammad. Do you believe that people set that kind of a mousetrap?
Hey, you know, fuck off, Chris. The things you've said about right and conservative and Christians.
Right, yeah.
You know you're not going to get popped by them. So you'll say whatever you want, you
right.
coward.
Yeah.
That's the thing. They're all a bunch of fucking cowards.
Yeah. Chris Matthews is an extremely tough guy. When he knows there's no consequences to his free speech.
Nobody's going to hurt him.
But when true people that are truly brave people are willing to stand up and say, hey, look, we're going to do this, he's going to go take pot shots at them.
Yeah.
It's just like, Chris, you're a wimp. You're a wimp, Chris. Look, I think the whole thing is sad because... life's precious. As a Christian, I'm going to say it right now, as a Christian, I think all life is important and precious. And
I'm with you.
And has potential. You know, we talked about this thousands of times, right? The human experience, we're flawed, we're not perfect, we stumble, we make mistakes, but we have potential to be good. And even these guys, as messed up and screwed up as, at some point they have the ability to step back and say, you know what, I'm going to be a little bit better than this, and I'm going to make a difference in this world for good. But they didn't.
When you say these guys, you're talking about the Muslims or
the Muslims?
Yeah.
The
well, Muslims. That's the problem. They think that this is doing good.
Again, totally misguided.
Yeah.
They're way off track. But they had the opportunity to step back and say, I'm actually going to help people in this world, because they're not thinking about people in this world. All they are thinking about is selfishness. In an afterlife or some weird, you know, it's when people actually take the time to say, hey, look, I'd rather be helpful to the guy next door. You know, my neighbor needs something. Yeah, I'll help him out. You know, that's the true power of being a good person, regardless of skin color, race, religion, creed, well, however you want to slice and dice it.
No, I'm with you.
You know, and it's when these social justice warriors and these fascists and these people go out there and they try to force things on other people for their own benefit, for their own ideology.
Right.
That's when bad things happen.
There's always going to be those people.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
yeah.
always going to be those sure. people. Since humankind has been around, there's been these people. Right, the free speech aspect of it is our protection to say this person is wrong. This person is trying to take away my rights. This person is this group is not conducting themselves in the terms of freedom. And it's our duty to say these things and to be offensive sometimes. Yeah, it's really easy to protect free speech that everybody agrees with. It's so easy to do that. It's the free speech that not everybody agrees with. When the Nazis got protected, the Illinois Nazis that they joked about in Blues Brothers, right? It came from a real case where the Nazis were, you know, that kind of stuff has to be protected, because if you don't protect that, I mean, what do you think political correctness is except for expunging free speech?
Yeah.
When people are getting intimidated out of their colleges, when they're being harassed, when the Twitter mobs are coming after you, this is all part and parcel of the same thing. It's basically saying you can't say those things that I disagree with. Yeah. One thing I mentioned is that this country was founded on the England principle of, we judge deeds, not opinions. But we're not at that point anymore. We're judging opinions, and we're shooting people for having wrong opinions. If my opinion is that Muhammad should get raped by Jesus, then that's my opinion. It may be wrong, it may be bad, and you can come and tell me that it's bad, and we'll have a discussion about
it.
But you're going to come and shoot me because I have a wrong opinion?
That's
everybody should be on my side on that.
That's just bizarre, yeah. Yeah.
But they're not. That's the tragedy in all this, Jim, is that not everybody is on my side about this and say, Mark has a right to make that cartoon. They're saying, you need to stop riling up the Muslims. So what you're saying is, so you got two sins there. One, you're not defending free speech. And two, the soft bigotry of saying that Muslims are less people, less than regular people, because they can't help it.
Right.
They're just going to go off, start murdering.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, how's that different than what we were saying about blacks 50 years ago?
Right, right, yeah.
Have we beat the dead horse?
I think so.
Okay. What else do you want to talk about?
Did we get any mail?
We did not. Well, yes, we did. Yes, we did.
We did.
We got yelled at. We didn't get yelled at. So, Michelle. Michelle wants to know that she was listening on Sunday, but she had the same problem that Brian had. I don't know if Brian is on or if he's listening.
I texted him, but I don't think he's on.
We went on an hour early this week because you have something called a life.
Yes.
T. Thursby says to blame the baby boomers.
Okay.
I got to say, I'm not sure what he's specifically talking about on blaming the baby boomers. But it's such a blanket statement. It really could work for all of us.
I like it.
I mean, that Brevin looks like a baby boomer.
Yes, he does.
So thanks, Thursby. We'll take that under advisement. So she says she was listening on and off on Sunday. But she had the same problem asshole Brian had. That was her words, not mine. I agree with those words, and she is free to say them.
Yes.
I could watch you guys and hear you just fine, but when I tried typing in the chat room, my message always failed to post. Was there something else I needed to do to allow it to accept my message? Love you guys, Michelle. My guess is that you got to have some sort of Google Plus account or YouTube account or something like that, or else I don't think you can post anonymously.
Right.
That's the only thing I can figure out that might have happened on that one. So, apologies, Michelle. That's all I got. But if you are listening to us, like if you're listening on the podcast, go find Conservative Yoda or Basement Conversations on YouTube. You'll find my channel. My channel is Conservative Yoda. And when we go live, I try to put this up like 24 hours ahead of time, and it does a countdown. I schedule it. Mm-hmm. And so when you come on, you go right to the video, and on the side is the chat room, and you can chat, and we'll answer the chats when we see them. So I said I will look into it. You said Mark can figure out the technical issues. You replied.
Yeah.
Mark can figure out the technical issues. Fuck him. Let him work. I don't care. I may have editorialized.
Yeah.
What did you think of my singing, meaning your singing?
I was singing last week.
And she replied, Jim, your singing was amazing. I understand you're taking requests. You're a country guy, and I don't know a lot of country songs. Well, Michelle, who does? It's a gutter type of singing.
I'm not a country guy. I just like some of the classics because they're fun to sing.
I know one called Cruise. I don't know who sings it.
I don't know either.
You don't know either. Okay, but if you don't know that one, anything from Bon Jovi will do.
Okay. Well, I guess it's Bon Jovi time then.
It's Bon Jovi time. Right. So you know what? Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to switch it over to you, just you. And then I'm going to take off my mic, and I'm going to point it at your guitar so that we get the full length and breadth of this awesome singing. So there we go.
All right.
Jim, you...
I put it right about there. That'll be good.
That's good?
Yeah. All right. All right.
Wait, I got it on the wrong camera. I'm sorry. There we go. There he is. Jim, take it away.
All right, let's give this a try. So cold, drive all night just to get back home. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride, and I'm wanted dead or alive. For days, people I meet always go their separate ways. Sometimes you tell the day by the bottle that you drink. Times when you're alone, all you do is think. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. I'm wanted dead or alive. And I walk these streets, loaded six string on my back, play for keeps, 'cause I might not make it back. I've been everywhere, still I'm standing tall, seen a million faces, and I've rocked them all. 'Cause I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride, and I'm wanted dead or alive. I'm a cowboy, got the nine on my side,
and I'm wanted, dead or alive.
There it is.
Bravo.
I made a few mistakes, but sir. It's only because I hadn't practiced after having a couple of beers.
Well, that's okay. I enjoyed the hell out of that. I gotta tell you, I'm a little bit attracted to you right now.
You know, it's fun.
We have sex afterwards.
That's what we always do, isn't it? Well,
I know, but tonight's gonna be special.
No, you were kind of shocked earlier when I brought the guitar in because you didn't.
I was. You never told me you played. All this time, you never told me you played.
We've known each other for what?
Four years?
4 years, yeah.
Yeah. I'm very disappointed that you held this back from me.
Well, and I don't really talk about it because
I mean, you let me give you a rib job and you won't tell me that you...
You saw how crappy I was. Of course, I'm not going to talk about it.
You were good. You're better than I am, which I have zero talent and you have talent, so that makes you better. We will let the audience decide, but I think they will say we were awesome.
It was mediocre. The only reason I liked picking up the guitar was because it's a great stress reliever. I shut myself in a room and I just find a song that I want to play. Michelle said she liked Bon Jovi and Wanted Dead or Alive that's my favorite Bon Jovi song of all time.
It was great. You did good.
So, yeah.
We'll have to figure out something I can sing, which is, Heather Christen, Cute Hat Cowboy. He's.
By the way, I think that's Brian.
It probably is, but he kind of looks like a Heather, especially around the eyes.
Yeah.
T. Thursby says you definitely need a Google Plus account if you want to chat.
Okay.
So thank you for that.
Good job.
So that was wonderful.
That's probably the first time I've ever played for anybody.
Play so free bird.
Oh, it's been so long since I've. Yeah. I was gonna play again.
You practice that for next week.
Yeah. No, well, that wasn't Freebird. That was actually Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh, that's true. That was, yes. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Would you look at all the no, jackass. Brian, play Freebird. Sing me some Cyndi Lauper.
I'm singing nothing for Brian. That was a one time, Michelle, this is for you thing.
I hope it's not a one time. I really don't. I thought it was cool.
Okay. You know what? You'll try to sing for me, won't you? You know what? I'll play some Foo Fighters next time because Foo Fighters, I love the Foo Fighters.
You better, Foo. You going to fight some Foos?
I'm going to stab some O's.
Stab some O's. Fight some Foos. Okay. The guitar makes you look fat. Brian is...
As opposed to Brian, which his fat makes him look fat.
I was just saying...
Yeah, I could stand to lose a few pounds, but
yeah, guitar makes you look fat, Brian. Your face does.
It's fun. It's just a lot of fun. I enjoy it. I don't care.
This has gotten us a ton of chat. AJ's on the line. AJ, how are you doing? My stepson AJ is on here, so now I got to cut it out.
Yeah.
No more fucks. No more shits. No more. No more N words. No more. You know.
So I hope you enjoyed the song.
I enjoyed the song. Fuck them. Yeah. I enjoyed the song.
It's just a lot of fun.
I would have had you do the bumper music on this if I had
known. Oh, no, you don't want that.
Oh, yes, I do. First of all, I won't get in trouble with YouTube on copyright. this was awesome. So, you have not seen Avengers yet?
No. My son was, he saw it, and so I need to run out and see it, and I'm going to get my geek card revoked if I don't get on the ball.
This is true. You will.
Yeah.
Did you see the... there's a Vacation trailer.
Oh, for the new Vacation movie.
Yeah.
I have not seen it. Let's...
you want me to pull this thing out?
Yeah, real quick.
It's yeah, let me see. Red Band. We'll bring up the Red Band one. Hopefully it won't freeze up my damn thing, because it's... Every time I go to this, it's to freeze up.
Wally World, we'll give here it a we come. We'll give it a shot.
Wally World, here we come.
Honestly, I'm not certain about this. I want to like it,
but I have a lot of anxiety about this.
Look who made it!
Hi, Dad.
Morning, Rusty.
This family's in a rut. We gotta shake things up.
We're driving to Wally World.
What? This is some bullshit right here!
My trip to Wally World when I was a kid was the best time I ever had.
So you wanna redo your vacation
it
from
was?
20 years ago?
Rusty?
This will be completely different.
Do you not remember that?
I've never even heard of the original Vacation.
Doesn't matter. The new Vacation will stand on its own. Okay?
Near the Griswolds!
That was almost fun.
Yes. Here to answer any questions you might have.
What's a rim job?
I would guess a rim job is when you kiss someone with your mouth closed.
That's it?
So you're only using the rim of your mouth.
Hope you're not too old to let your dad give you a goodnight rim job.
That was actually kind of funny.
That was almost funny.
There was a hole in the side of my stall.
Sounds like you found yourself a glory hole.
Yes.
Hmm?
No.
All right, let's hit the road. They see me rolling.
I don't know why you want to go back to Wally World.
Hot springs up ahead.
This is beautiful.
I say we call it Griswold Springs.
The minerals that are in this mud draw toxins out of your body.
I don't think this is a hot spring.
I found a dart.
Are you crazy?
Get everybody out of Griswold Springs! Hi, y'all.
Just wanted to make sure y'all had everything you needed for the night. TV remote. Okay, let me show you. On, off.
Pretty straightforward.
Okay. He totally just came in here to show off his six-pack. How about some tunes?
Okay, this I didn't like.
That's a good twist. That's good.
So I
have a lot of
recycling all this shit. You know.
Let's make the
no pun intended for the sewage scene. But it's do they make anything new anymore?
No.
I don't know. I'm just tired of it. Yeah. I'm also given that Chris Hemsworth plays Thor, I have a pretty good feeling that that is not a stunt dick.
No.
I'm just guessing.
Yeah, that could be, well, I don't know. I don't want to know if that's a prosthetic or not. I just, you know, TMI.
You know, I just want to pretend that that's the way it is.
Okay, all right.
It would just make me feel good inside.
Yeah, you just go with that.
I just, it makes me feel warm and chubby.
As a quarter Norwegian and... a true Viking myself. I can pretty much say, yeah, absolutely. That's how we're all packing.
You know, I can't tell you how much when I look at you right now and I think Viking.
Yes.
Brian. Well, Brian apparently has got his own account now instead of Heather, or maybe Heather is actually Brian and Brian is actually Heather. One of them wants you to take off your clothes. Or maybe I'm pretty sure it's not my clothes. But that's what's in the chat room right now.
It happens all the time. I get this every day.
This is getting, it's true, but most of it's for me. So, what else do we got? There was one story here I did want to talk about. One of the things that there's two things that people seem to hate in America. One of them is McDonald's, the other is James Franco. So,
and I get that.
I get that.
That makes sense.
But here's a story where James Franco says, "Hey, McDonald's was there for me when no one else was." So before he became to stardom, he was just a guy slinging burgers, and he was the only job that he could get at the time.
Which would explain why he's now in every single freaking movie.
Maybe.
Nah.
I'll tell you, I've seen him. Whatever you think of him as acting, he's a pretty ripped guy. And if that's what McDonald's does for you, I'm going to keep eating it. I'm just saying. So far, it hasn't worked. But, right now, this is a food graveyard, baby. this is a Big Mac graveyard, and the body count is rising. So, let's see. He didn't have a car, so he tried to get a job at all the restaurants within walking distance. I shared it with two other aspiring actors and slept on a couch. I had very little work experience. In high school, I was fired from a coffee shop for reading behind the counter and from a golf course for reading while driving the cart on the driving range. I'm just picturing him just, whoa, right into the sand trap. Keep your eyes on the course. All the waiter jobs were taken by more experienced actors and waiters. Someone asked me if I was too good to work for McDonald's. Because I was following my acting dream, despite all the pressure not to, I was definitely not too good to work at McDonald's. I was sent to the nearest Mickey D's and was hired the same day. I was given the late shift at the drive-thru position. I wore a purple visor and purple polo shirt and took orders over a headset. I refrained from reading on the job, but soon started putting on fake accents with the customers to practice my scenes in acting classes.
That's funny.
Let's see here. He got hit on by the hamburger cooker. He ate straight out of the French fry, but he says, I was treated fairly well at McDonald's. If anything, they cut me slack. And just like their food, the job was more available there than anywhere else. When I was hungry for work, they fed the need. I still love the simplicity of the McDonald's hamburgers and salty fries. After reading Fast Food Nation, it's hard for me to trust the grain of meat. But maybe once a year, while on a road trip or out in the middle of nowhere for a movie, I'll stop by a McDonald's, get a simple cheeseburger, light, airy, and satisfying. It's a point.
Yeah.
And I kind of dug... I don't know much about James Franco. I don't know. I mean, some people hate his movies. Some people hate him in movies.
I'm pretty apathetic about him as an actor.
Yeah, but, we made fun of him pretty hard.
Yeah, we did.
In the Apes movie. But quite frankly, I don't think he was...
No, he's not bad. I mean, he's better than the average Hollywood actor, I would say that.
Yeah, I would say,
he's not a great character actor.
No, the worst thing I ever saw him in was that Oz movie.
Yeah.
Great and Powerful.
Right. That movie had problems that had nothing to do with James.
Yeah, he was just miscast.
Yes.
You're gonna make a movie like that, you don't cast the chick from That 70s Show. He was James
great.
Franco.
He was great in the end. He was playing James Franco. He was playing himself.
Pretty much.
Which was just a funny movie. It's just wrong. It's a wrong movie, but it had a good message.
Yeah, yeah, it was all right.
Don't be a selfish jerk.
Of course, they immediately have to crap on him and say, look at everything he got wrong about McDonald's. And they begin talking about whether or not if it's the low-wage jobs and how they don't pay enough.
That old chestnut?
Yeah.
Please.
There may be a few starving artists, but not nearly as many people trying to make it their career for an indefinite period of time. Really? People are trying to make McDonald's hamburger flipping their career.
I'm going to say, I don't know what to say to that. That's just, look, if you're making McDonald's your career,
it's not McDonald's
fault.
You know why people are making their career right now? Because Obama's so fucked up the economy that there's nothing else to get.
Right. Right.
So, oh man, the chat room was going crazy here. I got this new toy.
Yeah.
Yeah, new toys to play with, dude.
Well, what are we getting bagged on now?
Everything.
Yeah, sure.
Brokeback Mountain. All us Norwegians are well hung, T. Thursby. Agreed.
Agreed.
I can't figure out my log on. There, I'm an idiot, but we all knew that. F McDonald's, they serve breakfast all day. When we all know when breakfast time ends. They do not serve breakfast all day. Not here in the Midwest, Brian.
Go watch the movie Breakdown.
Falling Down.
Falling Down, yes. Yeah. Falling Down, yes.
When he gets in there.
Oh, yeah, it's 10:32.
10:32. Yeah. They won't give him a breakfast sandwich.
Oh, man, and he pulls out the automatic weapon. That's fantastic.
Yeah, no, bullshit they won't do. Now, they are doing a thing where they're like from midnight till 4 or 5, they do like both.
Okay.
They'll do hamburgers and they'll do breakfast, whichever one you want. And then you know, switch over to full breakfast.
Your pot smokers don't care.
Look,
they'll eat whatever's on McDonald's,
the menu. Man. I do have done a lot of research into this. This doesn't grow for no reason, baby.
Yeah.
So,
should we wrap this up?
Brian also says we look better in a small window. I think when we switch over to the thing.
And the sky is blue and water's wet. Yeah, come on. We're ugly.
Come up with something new, would you?
Yeah, come on, dude.
I'm starting to get turned on by the hat.
Well, that...
Stand in line.
Yeah.
You got to wait your turn, mister.
That's par for the course.
He's here in my basement. I've got a cage in the back.
Your turn to be the gimp.
It puts the notion in the basket. So, are we gonna knock this out of here?
Yeah, I gotta get moving.
Okay.
It's Mother's Day.
Does anybody else want to say anything on the chat room? We want to thank Brian and T. Thursby and AJ and everybody else that's watching.
And Heather. If Heather's still on there.
And Heather, which is Brian when he's having a dress on. Obama is the best president, says my stepson. Well, somebody's getting a whipping tonight. Looks like a little corporal punishment is in order, don't you think? Be afraid.
Be very afraid.
Yeah, we're just going to whip the Democrat right out of him.
What's the email address? The
email address is something. I've had some beers.
It's basementconversations@outlook.com.
Yes. Carpool Conversations at hotmail.com still works.
Yep.
You could go to, they don't want us to leave.
I got to run.
I know you do. We're doing a little shorter one today because Dickless here has to go shut off the scan grid.
Norwegian Dick. Let's get it right.
He's got some raping to do. No, it's Mother's Day, and he has to get home to his wife to pleasure her sexually.
No.
No?
To take her out.
Oh. That kind of sounds bad, too. I'm going to take her out. still go to conservativeyelling.com. Yep. We'll post it here. Yep. We're still going to be on Stitcher. We're still going to be on iTunes. We're still going to be on carpoolconversations.conservativeyelling.com, which I may change that to Basement Conversations here pretty soon.
Makes sense.
Other than that, do you have anything else? So what time next week?
I'm not sure. That next week is graduation. So
we may not even have a show.
It's either going to... It's definitely not going to be Friday. It's definitely not going to be Saturday. Maybe Sunday night, but...
Well, I think it's fine we stick with Sunday nights because then stay on the schedule here. It seems to be easier for both of us.
If it's not going to work, I'll let you know midweek. Maybe
it's not going to work. I'll go solo. Well,
maybe we'll do Monday. If Sunday doesn't work.
Okay. I'm good with that.
So it's, let's shoot for Sunday. What do you like, 7 or 8 better?
You know, I'm good. 7's probably a little bit better because you know how early I have to get up.
Yes. Not me. So 7 o'clock next Sunday or Monday?
Monday.
Yeah.
Monday.
One of those two.
All right.
It's 50-50.
All right. So hopefully we can... Oh, and you know what? I'm gonna give a shout out to the Chatterbox because they gave us a shout out the other week.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, and, good guys.
We did listen
good
to your show, Brian. It's a great podcast for about 15 minutes, and the rest of it is just bullshit about you guys talking about your weekends or food or just meandering on about nothing. But when you actually get to the politics stuff, which is getting unnoticed. Shorter and shorter and shorter every fucking week.
But you have to admit these guys are funny.
It's very funny. I don't have to admit anything. Fuck off. Brian says he's typing with only one hand. No, I'm sorry. I'm the only one typing. I will only watch if you wear the hat, you dirty cowboy. So, the Chatterbox, chdderbox.com. Mm-hmm. It's if you just do funny conservative podcasts, they pretty much own the Google page.
Yeah.
But we're working on that.
We're not funny. We're not funny.
I didn't say we were. I just said we're working on the page.
We can suffer through some guitar playing, but that's about it.
I like the guitar playing. I'm telling you, turn me on. So we...
Yeah, next week.
Yes, next week. So thank you, everybody, for listening. You guys have a great week. We're going to look at Sunday or Monday.
Yeah, we'll see what works out.
All right. So I will put something up on conservativeyo.com, letting everybody know. I'll try to tweet it. We'll get this up.
Yep.
The podcast will be up tomorrow.
Sure.
And we'll go from there.
Yep.
So thank you very much,
everybody. Have a great week, everybody.
And we are out of here.